Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Buffalo Bills are trending. Some of the players talking yesterday. Josh Allen, they asked him about his appearance on the red carpet of Sinners. And even though he now has some financial interest in entertainment with the Skydance deal, some productions, he didn't have anything to do with this. I think he was just there for support.
Different world, a very cool experience. I'm so excited for her and so proud of her. And, you know, it's getting some great reviews. It's a fantastic movie. So go watch it.
Supporting his fiance who stars in Sinners. Also talked about Josh Palmer, new receiver.
Excited to get to throw with him here pretty soon. Very fluid in his routes. You know, he creates a lot of separation. You know, there's a lot of advanced stats that show that, but seems like a great guy. He's a Toronto kid too, so I know that he's got a big following here pretty close, and for him to kind of be closer to family, I know that's always a plus. So far, you know, just being around him, he's got a great personality. He's going to fit in that receiver room just great.
Josh Palmer, Brampton boy, joining the Bills. Also talked about Keon Coleman.
He wants to be better. You know, he sent me a couple long texts wanting to be better, and we're going to continue to work extremely hard and try to get on the same page. He's got so much ability. He's so athletic. He's already put on some weight, and he's gotten a little bit stronger, so I'm excited to see his progression. And he's still so young. He's 21 right now, right? Like, he's still got a long ways to go in terms of learning the nuances of the wide receiver position and having the guys in the room that we do. I think they can help him. And again, I'm so excited for his future because the ability that he has, it's off the charts.
Can't wait. Go Bills. FDA has announced they are banning some dyes used in some popular foods, treats, Cheetos, Skittles, other names you might know. FDA phasing out the use of artificial dyes, and that's going to happen by the end of next year. The policy change will hit food and drink companies, General Mills, and we have a General Mills place here in Buffalo, Kellogg, Pepsi. Food and beverage companies use additives like Red Dye 40 to give cereal, chips, your sports drinks, and other products those very bright colors. And those bright colors add to sales. So if something looks right, more of it sells. That's just the way it goes. The backlash against the artificial colorants have been brewing in the U.S. for more than a decade, at least getting a lot louder. And I know it was West Virginia took some moves against it, but this is federal action. And the FDA is now taking several actions, including a new national standard on what's going to be allowed, what's not allowed, with food dyes and colorings, and then the timelines for the end of next year to phase it out completely. Is this a final step? I don't know. I don't know if companies get to argue back for whatever reason.
It's good for us. We don't want to put anything
Canada
extra.
Yes, have them in but there. It sells more if it looks better, well, and that's the
Canada's
argument.
Canada's been doing it for years, and they're fine.
Yeah, Europe does too, where they don't allow the food color additive. We just have to...
My Fruit Loops, though. Dang.
I know. Well, people will freak out because of that.
But you want to know what? If that's all that's available, then... You get used to it.
They didn't say cut the sugar, Janet.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that funny? Yeah. But the food color, it's crazy to me that it's taken so much time. It seems like a pretty obvious thing. Why would we want to give our kids extra things like food coloring? And it's been linked to some things. So if, you know, you don't need it.
So on top of whether it's good, bad for you, whatever, I have a friend who's allergic to a lot of food dyes.
Yeah.
And had to change the way they buy foods, make foods, like, and then you realize, oh my gosh, it's in everything. So when doing shopping, you have to be really specific as to what you can buy, what you can't, and pay super attention. So hopefully this helps a little bit, but I just note that the boy gets really hopped up after some of the stuff that's like super red, sports drinks and stuff like that. And there's a personality change. So in my opinion, there's probably something to it. And I'm like, thumbs up, let's pull some of them from the shelves and redo it. And they'll find another one that isn't as bad, hopefully. At least that's the point. A guy named Mel Owens has been announced as the new Golden Bachelor Season 2 on ABC. 66-year-old fella selected as the ninth overall pick in the 1981 NFL draft by the Rams. So he did play in the NFL for a moment. He's now a lawyer in SoCal. And previously married, has two sons with this woman, now not married, and the Golden Bachelor. So they do say he's an NFL player, but I would be surprised if anybody know this guy's name from the NFL. Mel Owens is the guy. So
never heard of him.
Yeah, Golden Bachelor next season. Okay. They got their guy. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:23.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.